Vice President Dick Cheney met with the leaders of Saudi Arabia today as he continued his tour of 11 Middle Eastern countries. Earlier today, Mr. Cheney visited the United Arab Emirates. The vice president is in the region trying to shore up support for the war on terrorism. NPR's Kate Seeley is in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. She joins us now. Kate, what did the vice president talk about with Saudi officials today?
Touched upon a number of issues, including U.S. concerns about Saudi public support for and possible funding of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. But primarily, Cheney was looking for Saudi backing for tougher action against Iraq, which, you know, the U.S. sees as a threat to the region. But that view isn't shared here. The Saudis don't like Saddam. They would like to see him gone, but they're opposed to any military action against Iraq. And in an ABC interview aired Friday night, Crown Prince Abdullah said a strike was not in the interest of the region or the U.S. So Cheney probably didn't get the nod of approval he would have liked for an attack on Iraq, but analysts here have been telling me that they think the Saudis might quietly agree to a U.S. plan that they feel would topple Saddam without requiring a large-scale military action.
Well, what do the Saudis want from Vice President Cheney?
So for the Saudis right now, the priority is resolving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. They see the spiraling violence between Palestinians and Israelis as destabilizing to the region. The images of Palestinians dying every day are generating a lot of anti-American sentiment here because the U.S. has seen it's backing Israeli aggression, and that's putting a lot of pressure on the U.S.-Saudi relationship. So the Saudis want the U.S. to focus its energies on resolving that problem, and I'm sure they praised U.S. envoy Anthony Zinni's recent efforts in Israel and the Palestinian territories, and they also certainly pushed for stronger U.S. backing of a recently floated Saudi peace initiative.
The U.S. has a list of things it wants. Saudi Arabia has a list of things it wants. So how much of a trade-off is possible?
A trade-off is possible. I mean, every analyst I've spoken to here has said that the Saudis will not entertain backing a second war in the region, you know, i.e. against Iraq, until the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is resolved or while it's continuing. So that needs to be resolved first. And then I think Saudi Arabia might be very willing to talk about expanding the war on terrorism, possibly to include Iraq.
Saudi relations with the U.S. have been strained since September 11th. How much is the vice president's visit likely to help patch things up?
Well, Cheney was very warmly welcomed by the Saudis today. I mean, he was literally given the red carpet treatment. He knows the Saudi leadership well. He worked closely with them during the Gulf War in 1991 as Secretary of Defense, and I hear they trust him. And if anyone can patch up strained relations, he's the man. That being said, the Saudis have also been working hard to improve their image in the U.S. After it was discovered that, you know, 15 of the 19 men involved in the September 11th hijackings were Saudis. So they've hired an American PR firm. They've opened the kingdom up to U.S. journalists like myself. And I'm sure Cheney is finding a Saudi leadership very eager to reaffirm its close economic, military, and political ties to the U.S.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.